Alrighty then. So how are you today, Miss Kara?
Good. How about you?
So far, so good. So, I guess we're just going to jump right in there and start a ruckus, right?
Yep.
Alright, so where are we going with it first?
Well, this show today, we're going to do a song and then a cover of the song.
So you're going to do the original band and a cover so we could actually karate chop in half the wreck mess that they made of, like, say, Zeppelin.
And some of it's good and some of it's not that good.
All right, so we can we can have a little controversy about it.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind cover bands as long as they're, like, right within the right tone or whatever. Even if they do their own good sound and tone of what the original band did, but when they massacre it, you know, when they take a chainsaw to the lyrics or even the actual feel of the song.
Well, the lyrics are all there.
Yeah, so anyway, so I guess we're going to get the Zeppelin version first, right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Alrighty then, so that was the Led Zeppelin version, and now we're going to the down version, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is this going to go up or down as far as comparison-wise?
I mean, I like it on the same level, but it's different.
Yeah. So this rendition right here is their version of what they gathered from that song and how they played it?
Yep.
Alright, here we go. Let's see what this is like. We'll be right back. going to take the liberty of speaking for others out there. As a long-term Zeppelin fan, I was kind of offended.
I like them both.
Well, I mean, like, they had their thing going on, but, you know, when you growing up listening to Zeppelin, you know, back during the old hippie days when things was cool, peace and love and all that kind of jazz, and now you got somebody out there. Rawr, 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 rawr,
ding, burn, you know. That was kind of aggressive.
Yeah, that was. And so I didn't necessarily, we'll just see what you got next. I think Angeline was shocked, too. All right, so where are we going?
We're going to go to This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us by Sparks.
This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us by Sparks. Now, I listened to both of these versions,
mm-hmm.
and they're not that far apart.
The voice is a little bit different.
Yeah, you can tell the darkness one from that one, obviously, but they're in a close range. Anyway, let's go ahead with this. Good that show, but he was like right there. I mean, he even looked like the guy, for Pete's sake.
Hmm.
Anyway,
I don't think I saw
him. Yeah, you should have went. I think you had to do something, so
oh, it was a concert. I get what you're saying. No, okay,
yeah, he was there. Anyway, next time you and your mom can go, and I can stay out of it.
Okay,
yeah, I think I went because you weren't able to go.
Work.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. The Darkness. This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Two of Us. So once again, that means, well, okay, I'll leave this time.
Two-time machine, new time. The mammals are your favorite type, and you want her tonight. Heartbeat, increasing heartbeat. You hear the thunder of step beating rhinos, elephants, and techie tigers.
Alright, so like I got these plastic ducks in my pond, and Kara and I was walking out there by the pond, and she looked over, she saw these plastic ducks, and she said, oh, I should have brought some bread so I could feed the ducks.
I thought they were real, and I wanted to feed them.
So I look over at her, and I said with a straight face and as calm, as quiet as I possibly could, I said, Kara, I don't really think that plastic ducks eat bread, but if you like, I can go get you some for you could try.
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, she was. But the reason why I brought that up is because she just asked me what a bread pan was. It's what you cook bread in, Kara, to feed the plastic ducks. and why did we even talk about a bread pan? Because this next song that she's got is, Budgie?
Budgie Bread Fan?
Bread Fan, as in, you know, the fan like you wave you in front of your face, or like the fan that you hear in the background of the air conditioner?
Yeah.
So, a bread fan.
But I think this one's about money.
So if you take your wad of cash that you got, because we know you're all extremely wealthy, you take all the $100 bills and you fold them out into a fan and keep your face cool with all that money and the smell of it, you know, that's a bread fan, right? At least we think so. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not going to say the term of what you would look like if you did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it just dawned on me. All right. So let's just move on into the song, right? Bread fan. Don't do it like I did it, apparently, because you'll get the ridicule.
We'll be right back.
was a pretty good tune there. And so now we're going to the other version.
I like this one better, but we got to play the cover of it. So
Metallica's doing the cover of it.
Yeah.
Do they put a butcher job on it?
They kind of do on the middle part, where the slowdown part.
Yeah. Well,
but it's not bad. It's just when you want to hear Red Band.
Metallica's a good band, but they kind of need to stick to their own tunes.
Yeah.
Seems like some of the good bands, like even White Zombie is one you put on there earlier.
Yeah.
For one of them. Oh. Anyway, so Metallica, if they stick to their own, some of the other bands out there, if they stick to their own stuff, they jam. But sometimes they wander off and play somebody else's tunes and just like, they whack it, man. All right, so Metallica's version of Bread Fan, not Bed Pan or Bread Pan.
Ooh, not Bed Pan.
Ooh, no. I saw a movie one time where somebody hit somebody in the head with one of those bed pans.
Oh, that's gross.
That's terrible. That's rude, too.
We'll be right back.
was creepy.
I actually don't know what that was.
Right there at the end? That was weird. Anyway, Kara said she's hungry, so that's a good reason why we should actually mention the, at the end of the show, we have a mystery song.
Yep.
Tell them what they get if they win the mystery song.
A trip to their refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
Yeah, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you guess the name and the band of the mystery song. And so stay tuned at the end for that, and make sure you get it. If you don't guess it, what do they get?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. If you don't guess, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir or ma'am. Or whatever. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene by Dolly Parton. You know what? Not Jolene. Well, I guess apparently Jolene was pretty good looking, because in the song she's talking about Jolene stealing her man.
Yeah.
But Dolly Parton was kind of cute back in the day. I don't know how old she is now, or what, how time has affected her, but, you know, when I was a young man, Dolly Parton was, hey, what it is. You don't need to hear that, do you?
Well, I'm thinking she was pretty, and if Jolene was prettier...
Yeah, Jolene must have been like, wow. I'm just saying. If she could outdo Dolly Parton, she probably couldn't out-sing her.
Yeah.
She probably just had the looks, you know. Mm. Maybe they airbrushed her face or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Dolly Parton first, and then who's coming after that?
The White Stripes version of Jolene.
The White Stripes version of Jolene. All right, let's go with Dolly Parton first. The real deal.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Holy smokes, Dolly Parton's 74 years old, man.
Yep.
She still looks good, though. I can socialize. Ha! I'm going to get beat up. Your mom just heard that.
You're going to be in trouble.
I'm not socializing. Oh, wow. We better get to the next song before I get this strange haircut that we can't explain. Or worse.
Mm-hmm. mustache cut.
Oh, half of my mustache cut off and one eyebrow on opposite sides.
Yeah. Well, you gotta make it even.
Yeah. That's why you don't fall over. All right, here's Jolene with the white stripe version.
Yeah.
We don't need to look up what Jolene looks like.
Song.
Oh man, I'm like, hold on a second. I was sitting there trying to post a link to everything. Yeah. Well, first we got to play something real quick.
Okay.
Because we got to get into the deal right there, you know.
I'm not prepared for this.
No. Let's see. Do. Let me see here. Alright, so we gotta play this first.
It's black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Alright, so that's what you get. It's time for the mystery song. If you guessed the mystery song, you actually had more time than you thought you did.
I did.
But it's just not enough time to play a duel.
Two of them, yeah.
Deal, okay. So anyway, I'm gonna throw that other one right in there too, so that we can like start this off with a bang, so that they'll know what they get if they don't guess the song.
Right.
But if they get the song right, then they get an all-expense trip to their refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Yeah.
But you can't cheat, so don't be cheating. If you don't win, you get nothing, right?
Yeah.
How are we gonna enforce that?
Just hope.
Yeah, we're on the we're on what? We're on the honor system. So if you're on the honor system, then that means that if you don't guess it right, then you don't get nothing. If you do guess it right, then you're pigging out.
Right.
Stephen Gibbons got it twice last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he guessed the two different things. I think it was last week. Aren't you? No, you weren't here last week, was you?
I think I was.
Maybe you was. That's pretty bad. Are you getting old?
I'm tired.
Oh. All right, well, let's just get into this thing then. Pig teeth, too. We're reading comments that we probably shouldn't be reading. Anyway, I tried to get that tiny URL link so that you guys could see Dolly Parton in the modern day, 74, holding her own. Let me see. Copy link location. Try this right here. Paste. All right. There you go. Anyway, so on to the mystery song. Get it right, and you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks, snacks. Get it wrong, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just like this right here. All right, here we go.
It's clear, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. White, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.